There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Listen, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, oh, think again. She is. She read the book. She can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tied on the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed to dominate Valentine's Day. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com. That's 1-800-829-BEAR or VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the score.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
W the Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Make an amazing glove save with a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack. ChicagoWolves.com for information. The injury to Mike Dunleavy could force the Bulls forward to be out until after the All-Star break.
Obviously, when you're not out there, you want to come out and try and help as much as you can. So it's tough to watch, but you try and be as supportive as you can. And, you know, we got plenty of guys that are capable and, you know, get this thing going.
Well, Dunleavy is going to be out for the 17th straight game tonight. The Bulls will take on the Rockets in Houston. He's got that bone bruise in his ankle. For the Rockets, Dwight Howard is going to miss up to 4 weeks now. He's got some knee issues. The White Sox have moved this afternoon. They acquired pitcher Yency Almonte from the Angels. He is the player to be named later in the trade that sent Gordon Beckham to Anaheim last season. Beckham now back with the White Sox. The team also officially released Dion Viciado today. The Cardinals have signed former Cubs starter Carlos Villanueva to a minor league contract. He also gets an invite to spring training. And former Cub Moises Alou has joined the Padres as a special assistant in player development. The Bears signed cornerback Al Lewis Jean. He gets a 2-year extension. That means it will run through the 2016 season. The Blackhawks have reassigned forward Dennis Rasmussen to Rockford. Well, the demolition of Candlestick Park has begun in San Francisco. The former home of the Giants and 49ers should be completely leveled by April. It will be filled with a retail and housing complex after that. This update brought to you by Barry Manilow at the United Center. Valentine's Day tickets are available through Ticketmaster. And join the Score's Matt Abaticola and Dan Bernstein broadcasting live and Mickey Finn's in Libertyville next Friday from 1 until 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes. 670 weather tonight, clear overnight, low of 3 degrees. It'll be sunny tomorrow with a high near 19. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour of Boris and Bernstein is brought to you by Packy Web Ford. Visit PackyWebFord.com today.
Boris and Bernstein.
Why?
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At 403 Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, Boris and Bernstein. Interesting day today, eh?
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
It does.
Every once in a while, it's all right.
Throw you a bone? Well, Journalism 101, I don't think, worked there, but that's okay. That's okay. Make their state better. That should be a job for you.
Okay.
Make your state better.
I think we'll leave that to Bruce Rauner and Mike Madigan and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
North Side, this is Mark. He's on the score. Hi, Mark.
Jerry, this is calls directed at you. You made a statement that the grade point average doesn't mean anything and nobody cares about it. When you were talking to Beckman, the coach of Illinois, are you smoking something? Jerry, you there?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
What's
your
question?
Who does care?
Well,
you care, do you think Ohio State, do you think they care about the national championship? You look at every grade point average and they're proud of that. What are they more proud of?
Jerry, the whole idea of a young man going to college, shorts are important. But it's about grade point average.
No.
It's about graduating, getting your degree.
No, it's not. In major college football, that's not what they're there for. They are not. If it so happens they end up with a degree, that's great. But they're not there to be scholars. They are there to be athletes. And the real programs don't pretend otherwise. The only thing that's material academically is remaining eligible enough to go onto that field and hurt people.
I'll tell you something. Whatever it is you're smoking, I wish it passed.
Again, you keep going back to that reference. It doesn't mean anything. If you want to argue the merits of what we're talking about, argue on the merits.
Yeah.
The merits are simply this. The whole purpose of college is for a young man to get a degree.
Again, that's not the case with major revenue-generating athletics. You're wrong. That's not true. Wrong. That's not why they're there.
I wish we had more coaches like Beckman after what he said about building character.
But he's
guy.
Wrong. That's not his job.
He's wrong.
His job is to win football games.
And he knows that, too, if you listen carefully to the interview. He knows that. You could talk about that other stuff, but you know who talks about that other stuff? Coaches who don't win. Coaches who are in his position. You think Urban Meyer gets questioned about the GPA of his players?
Only if somebody's ineligible.
Yeah,
only if some important player isn't able to play because of academics.
It's very seldom academics anymore, if you notice. Very seldom. He might have done something, team rules or something, but it's not academics. Rarely anymore.
Darren in Glenview is on the score.
This is a follow-up. That caller could not have been more wrong. Can you imagine having the conversation you just had with Tim Beckman with any coach of any big-time college program, football or basketball? He professes to want to be the top guy. He wants to make the program terrific. What's he talking about? When he goes into a recruit's home, they're interested in three things. Are we going to be on TV? Are we going to be in a bowl game? And do I have a chance to be a pro? The good players care about that stuff. If he had a whole team of guys with straight A's and were great in community service or 0-11, he'd be out of a job in 1 year.
Correct.
Right.
That's not what you're
trying
doing.
To... Describe that to the earlier.
And that's an
caller.
Old dude too. That last call, the old dude. I know it's the old dude. What are you doing? Where have you been? What have you been in a cave?
Are you smoking something?
Well, he asked you the same thing, so yours must be smoking the same thing. For the last, I don't know how many years it's been, but really, really, a really long time. Nobody's cared about any of that. Unless it comes to whether he's ineligible or not. And most schools take care of that for you. You don't have to worry about it anymore. How many times you see a player is academically ineligible anymore?
Rarely. They make sure that everything's okay.
They make sure everything's okay. So it's not about, if you're just going to school, hell yeah, I want to excel. But I'm not playing anything. Yeah, I would like to excel. Sure. It would be important. If you're playing football, no.
Gibson City, wherever that is, this is Mike. He's on the score.
I'm south of the I-80 curtain.
Got it.
Oh, well.
Terry, it's Minnow. I use my real name today.
Okay. Okay, real name. All right.
Hey, just for the record, I want to clear up something. Beckman always throws around, we're top 10 academic. Every single year, U.S. News World Report, they're like 40th, 38th, 30th. They're not top 10. They're a good school. They're not top 10 academic. Let's get that straight first.
Okay.
Second, people in Chicago don't want to go to Champaign. It's not a destination. I've heard him say Chicago's a different state as far as we're concerned, and he's right. Kids in Chicago don't, if you're in Barrington or Deerfield or Naperville or, hell, even Mokena, Terry, you don't grow up dreaming of going to Champaign or Urbana. If you're from Ohio or Michigan, Ann Arbor's pretty cool. Columbus is pretty cool. Madison's pretty cool. Champaign-Urbana, not cool. So to think that you grew up in Illinois, you should support your state and go to the state school, those kids don't look at it that way.
Again, that's, see, you know, here's the thing. That's the kind of talk you get from a school who's failing. I mean, you're a team that is failing. No winning coach talks about that. And if they do, it's aside because somebody asked them the question. It's not built around a press conference. Well, let me tell you something. You know, that's fine. If you want to talk to a recruit like that, I'm all for it. Go ahead, tell them. We're not recruits. The guys that were covering that press conference, they're not recruits. I mean, I asked him, well, what are the recruits saying? What are they saying to you then? That somehow the media's turned them off on the Illini?
I was confused about how he's aware of what's being said,
but he doesn't read any of it.
Or why it matters.
Yeah, it doesn't. It shouldn't matter.
And when it matters. Because most coaches who are really trying to win, not only are they not claiming their expressing their pride in academics, mm-hmm. it's quite the opposite, where quietly they're going to their bosses and trying to have academic standards relaxed enough for them to bring in real ass players.
Sure.
You know, it usually goes almost directly the other way.
Now, I'm not saying that there aren't good students on some of these teams. There are, but that's not what they're, you know, that's not their goal. You can do both. You're absolutely invited to do both. You're invited to excel at academics if you so choose as an athlete, football or basketball player. You're absolutely invited to excel at that. But it doesn't mean you're going to, and the majority of them don't. And nobody, that is not what sells tickets. That's not what keeps your program going. First of all, you have a program that nobody seems to care about. Nobody goes. They've had this problem for years, lack of interest in the entire thing. And when you're suffering from lack of interest, your job isn't to tell us, well, it's your fault. Your fault. My fault how? How's it my fault? I mean, everybody knows what's going on down there. We don't have to tell them. They're not reading newspaper. Everybody knows. Everybody can see it. It's really a matter of, and Illinois doesn't treat it as such. But you're never going to see a real, you know, we've talked before about what difference would a like Bobby Petrino,
mm-hmm.
grab him when he was out there.
I don't think he's coming in talking about his
right.
academics.
No.
Right?
No, but he'll be winning.
John and Lyle, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me call. I'm a longtime listener of the both of you. I thought you guys were extremely kind to Coach Beckman because he came across to me like a complete rummy. And I'm an Illinois fan and a twice graduate of the school. But he was just talking nonsense. In his position, I would think he'd get on and thank you guys for having me on and talk about how excited he was about the new class coming in and blah, 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 blah. Because that's what he's got to do. He's got to try to sell his program. And you guys were 100% on the ball. I mean, he was just talking circles with you guys.
See, that's the thing, though. That's effective, then. You don't have to. Dad jumped down his throat right away, and he ignored it. Okay, he ignored it. But we don't, you know, if you interview somebody carefully and you're doing it for radio, he hangs himself. We don't have to say anything. It's like you can start at a point or you can ask a question or something, but you got it. You got exactly what happened there. I mean, if you walked away with a good impression of him, fine. Good for you. Thanks for the call. I doubt that anybody did. I mean, I told him what direction he ought to be taking when he talks to the media. Did he take that advice, you think? Take that to heart? I doubt it. But we don't see, he's one of those guys, we don't have to, you know, we don't have to encourage him, do we?
Right. And Rudy says, I agree with Coach. If they'd win 8 games, then some random awful bowl game, all the crime in Chicago would be gone. Even if they only won 7, I could now get my car out of the alley filled with snow. He said, I've been around a lot of football coaches in my life, but I can't think of any daft enough to think or say quite that. It was bizarre.
See? We don't have to, again.
Yeah.
some guests you bring on, you say much. Just say, hey, how you doing? What troubles you?
Northside Reggie, you're on the score.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. Yeah, I just want to say I'm a Northwestern alum, and can you guys have him on every week? Because every time he talked, I was just like, there goes another recruit to Evanston. He just sounded like he just didn't have a clue. And I guess the really ironic thing about it is I'm thinking he has a delusional idea about what happens maybe in Columbus or Tuscaloosa. I mean, they're not cheerleaders there. Like the journalists there are still like raking, you know, those guys across the coals because they're so demanding for a national championship. So I don't know if he thinks, you know, hey, I win some and then I get some puff pieces written about me, you know, in the papers, because it doesn't work that way. Like, the pressure actually intensifies, like, even like the more you win. So that was just a painful interview to almost listen to. It was like, wow, he's just not getting this.
We know.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to make it painful.
No, we
I was
weren't trying
to be
but sometimes
fair.
We do, but sometimes we don't have to.
Yeah, I just know that there are professors at Illinois involved in some way in trying to train journalists who would hear that and say, well, I'm trying to teach them that if somebody is asking you to do that, they're asking you to forego your job responsibilities.
Yes, of course you are. Absolutely. Wow. Like I said, we didn't have to do anything. You have to do much. You jumped on him a little bit at the start, and then what's wrong with him? And then he spent, what, 7 or 8 minutes? It kind of us just sitting back and he telling you what's wrong with him.
In River Grove, Jimmy is on the score.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
A couple of quick things with as far as college recruiting is concerned. I coach high school football, and let me tell you something. These kids nowadays, too, they don't care about education. We had a Division II coach come in and talk to one of our kids, and he was like, this is the quickest way to get you to the league, or whatever the case may be. That's number one. And the kid ate it up, and he thinks he's going to go to the league and be a Division II football player. Secondly, is if you look around in college football recruiting, I think Ohio State's class put them at 95 scholarships this year. Obviously, there's only 85 scholarships that they're offered. So at some point, 10 kids are going to lose a scholarship. The SEC is famous for oversigning. So what they do is that if Terry's a better runner than Dan, and Dan's a junior, and Terry's an incoming freshman, Dan, you lose your scholarship.
Right, they run me off. Yep.
They don't care about where these kids graduate or when they graduate. They care about winning. There was a good piece written a couple weeks ago about Urban Meyer when he was at Florida, and he was a kid from Michigan was deciding between, at the time when he was at Florida, it was between Ohio State and Florida. And Urban Meyer called him up when he was going through all his health problems, and he said, hey, listen, in the sidelines, I want to see you. I would want to coach you if I die in the sidelines. And the kid looked at his high school football coach and said, hey, coach, you know what? Urban Meyer would die for me. I can't sign with State. So, I mean, these guys are unbelievable recruiters. They want the best players in because it means their job. It's that simple. It's a business. And if you think anything else about graduation rates or anything else, they don't. It's that simple. And that's it, man.
Yep. Thank you.
That's correct. And I think deep down in his soul, he probably knows that. But he wanted to explain to us why this was a great state.
Okay.
I just don't, you know what? I don't have the data in front of me, but I don't think by the numbers it is. I think we're...
But that's only half of it. Yeah. First of all, it's caring about how the state is seen relative to other states, which that's not flying.
Yeah, that's and not, the second, that ain't flying.
And the second was the assumption that Illinois football team winning games either makes the state better or makes one feel better about the state, or one needs to care about feeling better about the state.
You know what? I've said this for years, and I talk frequently to myself out in the hallway.
I know you
do. And I've said this for years that I need to feel better about the state, and what help is that Illinois football wins. I really wanted to. You know, it was like...
You don't make me feel better about the state if what? The Bears stop sucking.
Oh, that's there were ways to go on that one.
But, I know we are, you know, but that matters a whole lot more to me.
I would tell them that, you know, I just let it go, but I just want to tell them that, man, that just this is all so wrong. But I think that people know that listen to that, understand that the significance of today as opposed to what, you know, what it meant to him. Other guys are celebrating guys that, you know, turn your program around or continue stacking up great players for the days ahead. And, well, great points, pretty good here. Okay, fine. All right.
Yeah, the other coach is saying, can we please allow dumber kids in who can run?
Yep.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Let me be the first to wish everybody a very happy National Signing Day, a.k.a. Commitment Christmas. And if you hear a funny sound and you're not sure what that is something called a fax. And a recruit is using technology from a time before he was even born to commit to the college of his choice. And the biggest winner of the year? Same as every year, the people who still make a living making fax machines. Signing Day has kept the fax nation in the game since they curb-stomped the telegram back in the day. Other winners are USC, Florida State, and of course, Alabama. As far as the losers, I think we know who that is. It's the grown men who take the day off of work and then refresh their feed all day long, screaming about teenagers. Signing Day is exciting. It should not be a day off for you. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Sports Radio. 2015
is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy.
Join Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team, as the Cats host Michigan.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Every day, listeners are winning big money on DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy sports partner of the Boston Celtics. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just pick your team in minutes, and you could be on your way to winning instant cash. And with fantasy basketball contests beginning nightly on DraftKings, you can get in on the action any day of the week. So don't wait. Go to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code GREEN to get in on the action for free. That's GREEN, and you'll get a free entry at DraftKings.com.
Iowa.
Yes, don't remind me. That's why I want you to take this. It has my name on it. It has our name on it.
Our Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois card. That's so thoughtful, sweetheart.
Please take it. Just in case. Goodbye, Richard.
I promise. I'll bring our card everywhere I go. Everywhere. Because I love you.
Okay, see ya.
Let's go, Richard. Let's go.
Vegas, baby!
Unforgettable trips are a part of life, so you know what to bring. Your Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois card. Always there, through it all.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Home run is Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. Bring one home tonight and be the MVP of your family. Visit homerunin.com for more information.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Introducing the Sleep Number bed, now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
You and your partner find your ideal comfort and support, your Sleep Number setting. Then working with the Dual Air technology, Sleep IQ tracks your sleep and reports back. Try adjusting your Sleep Number setting. Sleep IQ tells you what works. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find our C2 bed, rated Best Buy by a leading consumer magazine. C2 Queen mattresses with Sleep IQ start at just $999.98. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Sports.
All right, men, I'm going to let you in on a little Valentine's Day secret, something you need to know. Available only at pajamagram.com, and I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance, but let me tell you, they're made especially for play. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek and also gives you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll tell you. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. That means you don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you. Again, that's pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE.
Some people visit pizzadeliverywebsite.com/pizza or some other website to order pizza. But you have to create an account, remember your password, enter your credit card. At Little Caesars, we have large hot and ready pepperoni pizzas for $5 every day, or large deep, deep dish pepperoni pizzas for $8. Hot and ready every day from 4 to 8. And there's no difficult pizza website. But if you like difficult pizza websites, everything I've just said is one long web address we invite you to visit. .html. Little Caesars, world's easiest way to pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What's wrong with you? What are you doing?
What do you mean by that?
What are you doing? Challenging the media, saying the media is responsible for your football team being good?
Oh, sure it is. We try to talk about being positive, and you talk about recruiting, and you talk about things that are important to these young men. And, you know, we try to, again, not to say it's just a challenge, but we're all in this together.
Ooh, boy. That's a rough patch in the old country.
Yeah, it's 425, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was Tim Beckman. He joined us here about an hour ago on Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And, had some very, very odd views on football, but I guess he kind of answered your question.
I guess
he couldn't answer what's wrong with you, because that takes too much time. But I guess he tried to explain it. It didn't make any sense, but hey, he gave it a run.
Okay.
I just don't know
what to do with that.
I don't
that.
Know what to I, make any of this.
I really don't. No, I don't just, you know, we always talk about sometimes you sit down and you start this show and you start talking a little bit of football, you talk a little bit of basketball.
So we do.
Next thing you know, you get something like that. You don't know.
And don't know.
I give him credit for coming on and answering questions and sticking a message.
Yeah.
I just know that when it comes to his employer and his employment, they don't care about grade point average.
No. Nope, they don't. They can say they do. They'll say they do. Oh, sure, we look at. And you know, when those who say that about their team, that they're very good academically and they're, you know, nobody's ever going to be ineligible on this team because they're very strong across the board, you know what they are? Bad.
Yeah, and I also think, too, if you really want to win, and what any coach of Illinois has to understand, first and foremost, when Ron Zook was getting players, where were they coming from?
Florida.
Right. That I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're coaching on the moon. You need kids from Florida, Louisiana, Texas, and California.
Yep.
And you need a lot of them. And you can say everything you want about in-state. Big deal.
Yeah, if you, my guess would be, and I don't know, there's not anything to back it up, but I think that if you got, you know, not because nobody's going to get all of them. I don't care what state you're in, nobody's going to get all of them. University of Georgia doesn't get the best players in Georgia. Florida's got plenty of competition for Florida. I mean, they're not, you know, with everybody coming around. So they don't all get what they want. But say that you got a pretty good percentage of guys from this state. Not a great, but a pretty good, because I don't think anybody's great.
It's still an uphill battle.
It's still an uphill battle for you, dude. That's not going to be good enough. That's not going to be good enough.
Because at that point, even if you dominate in-state recruiting and nobody leaves and none of the great Illinois talent in this great state with these fabulous important borders, and nobody, you're still in tough. Because other schools are going to find Urban Meyer is not just getting people from inside Ohio.
No, he is not. He is not.
And
he
James Franklin
chase your ass wherever you
he
are.
Isn't just getting people inside Pennsylvania. And very, very soon, Jim Harbaugh is going to start getting people from well outside the boundaries of the proud state of Michigan. Although you will see that Harbaugh, he was inoculating pretty hard. He got that message out about this year's class, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little different defense mechanism. Instead of talking about media positivity and grade point averages, he was very, very quick to make sure people had those talking points about how, well, I'm late to this party. I didn't really have a chance to do anything.
Well, he did a few things. He got a few things, but yeah, it was and he did get he was late to the party, so he's not lying about that.
Right, but
it
was
I have no doubt about what happens there. Do you?
No, I don't. But there was a tempering of expectations for this year.
Yes,
it was a quick push.
That's probably logical. But my gut feeling would tell me I have no idea who stayed and who left that team. But my gut feeling would be that on that roster is probably some pretty damn good players.
I think
you
so
say?
Too. Yeah, I think so.
My guess.
And I think that he'll be able to put a headset on and coach a game.
And figure it out.
And maybe if a guy's got a brain injury, he might actually consider taking him out. It's a possibility.
Possibility.
We don't know. Because he might want to leave him in. That happens too. And actually, that was something that we didn't really get to discuss today, but something that I wrote earlier in the day that we had talked about regarding the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And all that happened and everything that happened. Because Well, I'll get to it after an update.
Yeah,
we can
let's get
move
to it
on a little bit after an update. Yeah. It's something that I had to sort of put the thoughts together on.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Wolves games make great company and group outings. Go to ChicagoWolves.com. Bulls are on the road tonight in Houston. It's been a tough place for them to play lately. Meanwhile, the Eastern Conference also pretty tough and getting tight for Coach Tom Thibodeau.
There's a lot of good teams in the East. You know, you got to play. You know, each and every night, everyone's capable of beating you. So I'm not surprised. I knew there would be good teams in the East.
Here's where the Bulls are right now.
What East is he looking at? There's four teams.
That's five now, right?
Kind of. I mean,
a
lot of good teams. No.
What's he gonna say?
And they Bulls kicked Toronto's ass. So
yeah, there's a lot of good teams in the West.
Well, he's not gonna say this conference sucks, and so.
Well, but it kind of does.
But he's not going to say it.
Okay.
Have you ever heard a coach or a player this not say the team they're playing is a good one?
No.
Oh, yes, I actually have, but not on the record.
Well, okay, but I'm talking about here.
On the record.
Yeah. I mean,
right, but it's just
guys
not.
Know what the bad teams are, but they're never going to say anything other than, you know, we respect them. They're a tough team. They play hard, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
I can't believe I had to tell you this.
I just like hearing you read about that. I like when you read about bears and you say, touch me, hug me, love me, see me, feel me, touch me, heal me. Makes me very excited and aroused.
Are you interested?
Yeah.
Well, who isn't?
Right. I mean, come on. Have to ask?
You're Chris Ranji.
Why wouldn't I be?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be? Maybe you have better things to do.
Yeah, you got the bear with the handcuffs and everything?
Yeah, there was a bear with hand. Oh, it's still in here.
Yeah.
There's one right here.
Oh, the actual bear is in there?
Yeah, it's tucked away in the corner.
Does it belong to Cupcake or Carrie Sayers?
I don't know. It might be Grody's. Because doesn't Grody sit in here in the morning?
He does. Mm-hmm.
Here, let me get it.
What was that? Is that a bear?
I think so.
Here.
There
he's
it is.
Got a,
yeah,
he's got a mask. Here are the handcuffs right here, these little guys.
Oh, those ones. Oh, maybe those aren't to fit around your wrist. Ouch.
Wait. Oh.
Ow. Wow.
You're disgusting.
That's great.
My disgustingness is my best feature.
I don't think it is.
I don't know.
I think it's just you being insufferable. That's your best feature.
Yeah, pretty good at that, too.
Yeah, well, you're great
at it. Ask around. Yep.
I don't have to. Mike Dunleavy is going to sit out tonight. Bulls, by the way, fourth in the conference. Cavs are a half game behind them. Dwight Howard is out also. White Sox have released, officially they have released Dion Viciado. They've also...
Why?
They also acquired Yency Almonte. He's an
A-ball
pitcher. Well, you know, they had to get somebody for Gordon Beckham from last year.
Why?
Former Cubs pitcher Carlos Villanueva has agreed to a minor league contract with the Cardinals. He gets an invite to camp as well. The Bears have signed cornerback Al Lewis-Jean to a two-year extension. And the Blackhawks have reassigned Dennis Rasmussen to Rockford. Oh, also Moise Salou, formerly with the Cubs, hired by the Padres as a special assistant in player development. This update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. What?
What is a Batacola doing in
there? He's hovering over me. He's got this, look at that grin on his face. Like he's going to do something. That's why I don't,
he probably is.
What?
Why you got to close down.
Okay.
Close it out. Maybe something will happen.
That's why I'm nervous.
What's going on back there?
I don't know. Blackhawks coverage on the Score is presented by Bud Light. Why are you getting closer? The official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks, Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happened. Now he's got a banana.
That's not a banana.
Yes, yes, it is. Why? What are you doing?
I think he's just bothering you.
Okay.
Just for fun.
All right. Well, I thought he had something planned.
I thought there was breaking news. I thought he was going to hand you something.
Oh, yeah, like he's done that before.
Well.
He's never come in here with, get this on the air right now. I'm Chris Ronge. You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, or maybe the reversal of that. But
is he George Bush? 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, or maybe the reversal of that. But
fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'm John Feinstein.
Any way you want it, we got it for you. Eggs to order.
I'll take John Feinstein as the top right there. That's the winner.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'm John Feinstein.
That's the winner. That's the winner right there. This case just got closed. That's your winner. That's the winner.
You never heard that before?
Yeah, it's just great, though. Yeah. It's even funnier in the context of the other two.
Yeah. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, or maybe the reversal of that. But
No.
However you want it.
Yeah, that's good, but Feinstein is the winner. As oft times on a lot of things, he is.
All right. So anyway,
by the way, I just got some breaking news.
Yes.
From a Batacola.
Oh no.
He just called me an appendage.
Well, that's not really news.
It is. It's breaking news. It's right here.
Is it news that you are, or news that he called you one?
It says breaking news. You are a.
Yeah.
A penis. Yeah, you are. You are, though.
Right, but see, that's not really news.
Yeah, that's what, everybody who listens and White Sox fans, White Sox Nation knows that.
That's like reporting a plane landed safe.
Yeah. Well, no, it's breaking news for him.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, I'm letting him know. He's delivering the news to himself.
Right. This is the first time.
Okay. First time he's hearing that. So.
So for you, it's sort of a developing story.
Usually it's, you're a really great guy. I hear that a lot.
Okay.
Never heard this.
Day two!
Are you
first
left?
Of all, let me just say, give my prayers out to the Ernie Spanks family, man. Rest in peace.
Oh, Ernie Spanks. And the Leon Spinks family, too, while you're at it.
Ernie Spanks.
Oh. That was his porn name. I don't know why people love it when Chris Ronge is just a puddle.
They do.
They really do. See, and I was going to say something, and now I'm really not interested
in
it.
What, to me?
No, I had a football had thing, and and now I've lost interest in it. you've just made me really not care about humanity.
That's what I do to most people.
Yeah, you've decreased my will to live.
I just realized I don't care about anything anymore. After talking to you for a minute.
This is the Boris and Bernstein Show. Hub takes your calls at 5 on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 Seconds of Glory. Record your own 10 Seconds of Glory by downloading the free Audio Roadshow app for your smartphone. Today's question is...
why would the Bears consider keeping Brandon Marshall for another year?
He can continue to spread his knowledge in domestic... personality disorder.
This has been your 10 Seconds of Glory on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen, sometimes there's just no explanation for just being dumb.
Well, that's the short one, short version. Morris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, a very short version.
Hub will be taking calls at 5, but I guess my NFL question to you, before you ask NFL questions to him, was that Super Bowl good enough to accomplish two things? Was it good enough to wipe away the negative taste that the entire 2014 season left, first of all? Was it enough to say, yeah, that's it. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what it looks like. And secondarily, do you think it was enough to send the message to the NFL itself that that's real football? Without throwing flags for everything capriciously, if this is a penalty, that's a penalty. We don't know what this, and this might be illegal contact, and we're not sure what's going on, and we got to protect the players from themselves. You let them play, and they break their arms, and they bash their brains, and it's glorious. Is it enough for you, and is it enough for the league?
Well, I certainly think the latter, without question, that the amount of flags and the amount of things you saw this year, and I don't for a second, by the way, believe that Sunday's game was played any different than any other ones. I'm sure if you wanted to throw your little flag around, you could have done it a lot. I have no doubt in my mind about that, and they chose not to. Because I don't think all of a sudden at the Super Bowl, everybody got clean. Oh, nope, I didn't do that. Nope, none of that happened.
No, but they let him play.
Yeah, they let him play.
They let him play. So, and there were so many collisions, so many impacts. You know, that's real damn football. And the pace of the game. And you're allowing star players to do important things. You got critical decisions at critical times. You've got, and you know, injuries are part of it. Guys get broken in half. They got to come out of the game. It's okay. The league's just been so damn conflicted trying to protect itself from itself, and it's all built on collisions, and it's terrified of collisions. And then they don't know what they're calling, and then the experts, you go to Mike Pereira or Mike Carey or Dean Blandino, they don't know what's going on. They're conflicted. And for one shining day, you got the football that it's always supposed to be in what we remembered, without any of the clutter and the garbage and the silliness and the lying. It was just the game. And this year, with all that's gone on in this awful football season, I hope that game can reverberate. I hope that how it was played, what it was on that stage, and what it looked like, the aesthetic of it mattered. Sadly, I don't think it did.
I don't think so, no.
But it mattered to me.
Yeah, I think it's the best one I've ever seen. I don't think there's ever been a better one. I was trying to think the other day if there's something that, you know, I don't think there's ever been a better one. But for me personally, it does not wash away this season. I agree about the pace of the game and letting them play. Fine. Agreed. Good with that. But no, for me, it does not wash away this season.
Yeah, this is
you've been exposed. Your commissioner's been exposed as a piece of crap. You lied. I can't abide by that, no matter how good the game was. I can't let all the other stuff that happened, like, just go away from my mind. Just say, oh, well, that never happened.
Yeah, I guess I'm not saying, I'm not, yeah, I can't ever make it go away.
No, you can't make that go away of how my opinion of Roger Goodell and the job he does and him as a person, is he's been exposed.
Right.
That's, you know, no, I can't. Okay. He did it. He did it. The last press conference.
I know. Same stuff. I know.
I don't. No, I think I can enjoy the game. I can separate the two and say, boy, that's the best I've ever seen. I think historically you could spend hours discussing where this belongs, where that belongs, and where do you think this belongs, where should it belong, where does Tom Brady go? What about the Patriots as an organization? Is that the best organization in the history of the league? I mean, there's a lot of debate, and that's what a game should spark. That's what you hope it does. But it doesn't wash away idiot.
Yeah, I just especially
cleansed.
Part of it is that I spent every Sunday watching a Bears game, and that made it worse.
Yeah.
Because usually you know that those 3 hours that you're going to get some real entertainment,
painful.
And it really sucks when you don't. Sucks when that, because that's what always redeems all the other stuff and all the hypocrisy, all the cognitive dissonance, and everything we know about how awful the game is. It's still one of the great spectacles that we've got each week. These fast, strong guys destroying each other for our amusement. And I really look forward to it. No matter what, no matter all the other crap, all the other silliness, and all the other crimes against humanity that are going on, and knowing what a lot of these guys are doing and endangering other people in the cities in which they live. But man, you get that 3 hours. We didn't get that this year. We didn't get it with the Bears, because watching the Bears was torture. So I guess part of it was just the thrill of that kind of football game.
No, the Bears made you hate football this year. I mean, they made it was drudgery. It was just god-awful. Dr. Death. I mean, the whole thing was awful. So, I do have the ability. I watched all. I could go away from it. You know, you want to watch all of it because that's our job. But, at least I can get away from it and watch good. If I'm looking for good, I could probably find it on a Sunday. Maybe not every Sunday. Not something that's that good as that game was, but you can find some of it. But there's no redeeming feature for the Bears.
Tom in Iowa City, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Tim Beckman, he just further proves to me that it's not what you say, it's how you say it, and he says everything so terribly. And the bigger point I just love to get with in college sports here and the things he talks about. Coming from a college athlete, I just wish we can stop these press conferences talking about grades and just get away from that and talk about what really matters and winning and losing and the dollars involved. And the NCAA is never going to let that happen, unfortunately.
Well, when you don't win, though, it's hard to talk about winning.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, it's,
again, that's in the coach's control. Yeah. It's his program that you can steer the discussion by winning.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about the media. We're shaping the image of the Illini. I'm not shaping the image of anything.
And there's a headline here from the AP. It says Syracuse has self-imposed a men's basketball postseason ban for this year, citing an NCAA probe.
Aren't they always being probed?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that is. And Mike DeCourcy of Sporting News says Ohio State has announced that Mark Loving, who's an important spreading the floor shooter for them, says he has temporarily lost the privilege of playing basketball for Ohio State, will not be with the team at Purdue tonight.
Ohio State seems to be, at last blush when I saw them, they seem to be a little bit better than they were at the United Center.
Yeah, they did not impress me.
A little bit.
They did not impress me at the United Center, and I still think that Carolina team is loaded with talent, and if they get it together, if each of those individuals, if Roy Williams could somehow get them to play together better, they'd be a hell of a team.
Isn't that what he's supposed to do? Isn't he sort of one of the top guys? I mean, what?
Yeah, but I like a lot of them individually. I just don't like them as a group.
I saw them play. Who the hell it was earlier in the season? I didn't think much of them. That's why. Because they don't play very well as a team. There's nothing that struck me about the entire Carolina experience. I mean, every time they play a good team this year, the result has been the same.
Southside, Mike, you're on WSCR.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Mike. Hey, the Arizona-Pittsburgh Super Bowl was pretty thrilling and in the end, I think. But as far as the Super Bowl game itself, this year's game sort of wiping away the malaise that was the 2014 season, not so much. The NFL's got some real issues. They have issues with players, their conduct, I mean, it's a microcosm of society. It's just like anything else in the world. But I think they still have some, they got some cleaning up to do, and I'm hoping that they can get it together. So
thanks. I think it's
long time cleaning up.
I think it's a stretch to call it a microcosm of society. Yeah, I think the NFL is completely different than normal civilized society in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and the days after the season haven't been real good for them either. There seems to be people in jail and odd things. Celebrating, and so
guy neglecting his dog, and another guy thrown in jail.
That's brutal, that dog thing. Yeah. And what, let me ask you a question. This came up yesterday.
Look at you defending dogs.
Yeah, why do you think that every time you see a dog sold, as a dog owner, that's the first thing that goes to your mind? They use them as bait for a pit bull? What? So when I see somebody selling a dog, that's what they're doing? What the hell?
That's what we found out yesterday.
I know.
As far as the dog thing goes, you know, of course a kid's way more important than a dog.
Well, we found that out, too.
We found that out, that he was able to at least grant us that. At least the discussion began, he was able to concede that long-contested point that, yes, a kid is more important than a dog.
Argued for years now.
I know. Again, controversy. Finding the Boars and Bernstein Show. 312-644-6767. He awaits your phone calls. Hub Arkish. Bears, NFL, questions, comments, concerns, next on The Score.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, oh, think again. She is. She read the book. She can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed to dominate Valentine's Day. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com. That's 1-800-829-BEAR or VermontTeddyBear.com and tell him.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio AdSense, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at NewYearSweepstakes.com.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone in your life just how much they mean to you by purchasing them a star in the sky, courtesy of Your Star Forever, for just $9. That's 70% off. This meaningful gift includes a personalized message, photo, and YouTube video. Need a gift idea for the man in your life? Get him a cigar from StogieBoys.com. For just $30, you'll get 5 Maduro and 5 natural Toro-sized cigars. Take advantage of these Valentine's Day deals at offers.cbslocal.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well,